Last year, NALID was one of several tools officials used to control mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. Dr. Michael Hall was one of many Miami Beach residents who protested. Now, he's suing. Hall says NALID exposure leads to symptoms like headaches and nausea and may cause neurological damage in developing babies.
Is it going to show up today or is it going to show up 10 years from now? Will it produce the outcomes that the studies show? I don't know. But that's a risk I'm not willing to take, and that's why I'm speaking out.
A recent study of pesticides in about 200 Chinese infants found that those who had been exposed to NALID scored marginally lower than average on some motor skills tests. Experts say that in a study this small, the differences could have been due to different rates of development. But they also say it's a red flag if future studies show the infants lag behind their peers.
We're asking, we're begging, we're imploring, we're pleading, we're really desperate for our community not to be sprayed.
Hall says he'd like to see officials depend more on other mosquito control methods, like organic larvicides. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.